After seeing an extended streak snapped, the Bisons hope to have started another one. The Okotoks Jr. B. Bisons, 1 February 2019, saw their 19-game point streak snapped with their first road defeat in regulation time this season to the Coaldale Copperheads, followed up by a 5-4 overtime triumph over the Medicine Hat Cubs as part of grueling three-game weekend for the Heritage Junior Hockey League squad. "Our group had a pretty good win streak there, and I think a loss isn't a terrible thing sometimes," said Bisons forward Adam Kirkpatrick. "To realize that teams are going to beat us and we're not going to win every game all year. And, versus the Cubs, was a great answer for that. All of the boys battled all game. Okotoks and Medicine Hat went toe-to-toe all afternoon in the November 28th battle between the top two teams in the Southern Division at the Murray Arena. Kirkpatrick notched the game winner in overtime on a breakaway beauty on the backhand with 94 seconds left in the extra session. Once we got that tying goal, I think we knew we were going to do it," Kirkpatrick said. "Momentum was definitely going our way into overtime. Jake Snashel notched his first goal with the team in the third period to force overtime after Javon Bushelin, AJ Belanger and Austin Obrey earlier found the back of the net for Okotoks. In goal, Dylan Fries made 35 saves on 39 shots to salt away his sixth win of the season. Okotoks Bisons defenseman Braden Kaptee and Med Hat Cubs center Callan Prasovsky go airborne at Murray Arena on November 28. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today, the netminder, played a big role in Okotoks killing off nearly 9 minutes in a row shorthanded in the middle frame. "That was a lot," said Bisons defenseman Owen George. "But just knowing that we're that top-placed team in the league and these guys are right behind us, that we've got to battle through those, doesn't matter if they're bad calls or whatever. We've just got to keep battling." The Copperheads, a longtime foe of the Bisons as top contenders in the South, skated to a 5-2 result in the Snake Pit on November 27. Bushelin and Evan Woods scored for the visiting Bisons, who outshot Coaldale by a 33-21 count. The defeat was Okotoks' first in regulation since the second week of the season in September and snapped a 10-game winning streak. "You've just got to know that you're not Superman. There's teams out there that want to beat you," said Bisons head coach Brad Cobb. "And there are teams out there starting to play a little bit more playoff-style hockey and how it's going to be and set that tone. I saw that we bounced back and ending up outshooting that team after the first 9 minutes. Okotoks Bisons goaltender Dylan Fries stops a shot by Med Hat Cubs forward Colby Friedrich at Murray Arena on November 28. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Okotoks opened the weekend in a 12-2 romp over the Flyers on November 26 in High River, paced by a 7-goal middle stanza. Blue liner Lucas Watkins, an Okotokian who joined the team last week, tallied his first 2 goals with the Bisons, with Obrey and High River native Alastair Standen each lighting the lamp twice. Woods, Belanger, Daniel Tainton, Simon Smith-Burness, Keegan Law and Boogie Blackwater also found the back of the net. Fries made 27 saves on 29 shots. Okotoks sits first overall in the HJHL with a healthy 11-point advantage over Medicine Hat in second place in the division. 3 games in 3 days is tough, so I really appreciated the boys' stamina, emotion and passion they brought to the game," Cobb said. "A lot of positive things at the end of the day, even with the loss, you learn from it." This week, the Bisons get another shot at the Copperheads, this time on home ice when the divisional rivals battle on December 3 at the Murray Arena. Okotoks is in Vulcan the following night to clash with the Lomond Lakers. For more information, go to okotoksbisons.com. Okotoks Bisons Dan Lindemann and AJ Belanger go hard to the net digging for a rebound on Med Hat Cubs goaltender Dawson Savage on November 28. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today.